where you could have done in the first half to you know, in your pursuit of the breakthrough. It was you know, you were very unfortunate not to go in and goal up, you know.
Well, we've just listened, we've said I thought we were really creative, caused them a lot of problems the first half, and with a little bit more luck as well, because some of the finishing was okay, a couple of decent saves, so I'm not being critical of the finishes, but we didn't manage to score when we were on top in the game, you know. And then second half, when Ross County came into it a little bit, they managed to score when they're on top, and then for a wee spell after that, probably showed why they're, you know, sitting at the top of the league. We weren't as creative in the second half, probably due to Ross County, you know, getting a lift from the goal. But the one thing we done, we managed to hang in there a little bit, and in the end we were able to make some positive substitutions to try and, you know, get the equaliser. Unfortunately, it never happened, but I can't be too critical of the boys in terms of their efforts. You know, the second half, did we create enough? No. But as I say, I thought we were excellent in the first half.
Does it just highlight the fine margins in this league, you know, on any given day, you know, just the way the county were able to come out in the second half and a game of two halves, really, I suppose?
No, I think you're spot on with that. There's not much in the league. We can't get too down about it. We've got a big game at the weekend. We've went to Firhill at the weekend, and, you know, we took the game to them the first half as well. So a lot of positives the way the boys have been, because it's one of the probably something that maybe we could be criticised for since I've come into the job, that first half we've maybe not been as creative and taking the game to teams. So it's pleasing in that side. But the sore one is that you've come away with no points. So we'll come and do our recovery work and look forward to the Falkirk game at the weekend.
It's obviously going to be really difficult now, but is it still there for you, the playoffs, you know?
Until it's mathematically impossible, I'm not going to say otherwise.
Yeah.
It is going to be difficult, you know, because to go that run of games when we won five on the bounce,
yeah,
you know, to win that amount of games in the league is very difficult.
Yeah.
So, as I say, if we take care of the Falkirk game, we've got to try and take all 3 points in that, then we'll see where the season takes
us.
That's
great. Thanks, Steve.
Cheers.
Thank you.
No problem, thanks.
How's Louis after his injury?
He's actually, you know, took a sore one on his shoulder, so John will have him in the morning and assess him and see where we're at with that, but it's too early to say whether he'll be okay for the weekend. I'm not actually sure. I wasn't sure. I didn't see the incident myself, so all I do know is that he's ended up in the boards at the back, and then Dana took a really sore one on it, so I couldn't comment on whether he was pushed or he's tripped up.
Yeah, okay. It was disappointing after the first half today.
Yeah. The first half, I thought they were excellent. And good teams also know that when they've been under the cosh, that, you know, they come out fighting. And the one thing that Ross County have got, they've got boys that have played Premier League football, quite a bit of Premier League football. And I think it showed at that spell in the second half that they showed their experience and their know-how in a game. As I said, we came through that wee tricky period without being too creative in the second half. I think Matty Todd's done excellent, cutting one across the goal. And, you know, I think Bruce was trying his hardest to try and get on the end of it. Robbie Muirhead hit one from distance that troubled the keeper a little bit. But as I say, the chances that we created the first half through good play, it was good play, it wasn't the mistakes, was something that we'll take into Saturday's game, hopefully.
There was a couple of excellent shots by Todd.
Aye, Matty Todd's had the one who tipped over the bar. He's hit the post. James Cregan cuts him from the left-hand side. Curls one just by the post. Bruce, you know, has had a couple of efforts. He slips on one of them, but he's had a couple of efforts the first half. So, as I say, to come up to Ross County, who are trying to go and win the league, to take the game to them in the manner we did, it was very good. The only sore bit is we go down the road with no points.
Yeah.